Hello, my name is Jennifer Sinclair, and I'd like to thank the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for their kind invitation to have me share a little of my story about the role of the Blessed Mother in my life and in my family's life. So, I am a cradle Catholic. I'm from South Louisiana, grew up in a French-speaking farming community, and we were all Catholics, and we even had one of those little white wood frame churches like you see in the countrysides of the world, and the church was our cultural life. It was part of everything we did. And so that the rosary was central to our prayer life. We prayed it daily. My parents were very good about teaching us about the importance of loving our mother and asking for her prayers and for her intercession for everything in our lives, for growing up, asking her to be our mentor, to pray for us, to help us on our path through life. And our great-grandparents and grandparents were also, they didn't speak any English at all, but their faith was so pure and so deep. And I understand when people say that the France of the Middle Ages was the jewel of the Catholic Church. It's true. It's true. I was so lucky to have my grandparents and great-grandparents and great-aunts and great-uncles. Even today, when I feel lonely or sad, and I will pray my rosary in French. And when I do that, I can hear my parents' and grandparents' voices, and my great aunts and uncles, we all would pray together at funerals, and, you know, it was just part of life. And I can hear their voices praying with me, and it is just so comforting that I grew up in such a community. And so, growing up, I remained Catholic. My journey was always doing my best, attending Mass. Once I got married and moved to Houston, the big city, I was able to attend daily Mass with my husband's aunt and uncle, and that was fabulous. That was just so good for my spiritual life, and it prepared me for things that would be coming up in my life, like when I was expecting my son, Kyle. I was so happy, and I prayed to the Blessed Mother, asking for her to be a part of my baby's life too, to pray for my baby, to have a healthy baby. We all do, all moms do. We want a healthy baby. So, to cut a lot of in-between stuff short, my son and had a birth injury. And so it wasn't, we didn't know it at the time. So Kyle is, you know, we bring my baby home, we're happy, he's beautiful, I'm so in love with my beautiful child. And suddenly he's not reaching the milestones that he should have been reaching, you know. But the pediatrician would say, he's so healthy, he's so happy, he's so strong, let's wait. So we did, but we finally had to start testing to find out what was happening. And of course, we did find out through an MRI that the damage that he sustained during birth was the cause of Kyle's problems. He was not able to speak. He was not able, he had no trunk control, so he couldn't stand. He would never be able to walk. And, but he was joyful and strong and healthy and happy. And though I had a sword through my gut and my heart, and I cried so much because I understood what was going to happen in his life. It was going to be hard. He was going to, life was just going to get harder and harder for him. But in the meantime, he was happy. So I, well, to back up a little bit, I did a lot of crying, a lot of crying. So many nights, Kyle would be in pain. I'd be rocking him and in the rocking chair at night, just trying to help him. I'd be crying, and I'd be, you know, there were nights when you just have those dark nights of the soul where, you know, you can't help your baby, you can't help your child, you can't fix it. You just can't fix it. And I remember I would be just rocking and crying and saying, I can't do this, Lord, I just can't do this. And it was hard. But there would be my little boy, just joyful, smiling, loving to be teased, loving to play. Loved the fact, loved me praying the rosary with him out loud, and he would help me pray. He loved it. He loved our Blessed Mother. And as he got older, he would show me that he knew her. He knew our Blessed Mother. He could see her at daily mass once. He was on my lap, and this golden light started shining right on him, and it's as though he were tapped on the shoulder. He turned around, he looked up, and he said, he just smiled and acted like he just wanted to jump out of my arms and jump up, and he was just looking up, and he said, Mama, and just glow, you know, 5,000 watt smile. And the lady sitting next to me was watching, and she said, you know, she just nodded at me. She said, yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, he knows Our Lady, and Our Lady is talking to Kyle right now. So from then on, things just, what could I do? He loved, he showed me that Our Lady was with us and with Kyle. And she was around for me. All I needed to do was say, Mom, help. And I would feel a sense of peace come over me. And it's just indescribable. There were so many times, you know, as Kyle got older, his life got harder. He no longer could use his hands properly. Before, he was able to do sign language, but as he got older, his hands got tighter, which is normal, unfortunately. It's something that happens, and you deal with it the best way you can. And Kyle did. Kyle was so patient and loving and understanding, and he loved Jesus, he loved Mother Mary, he loved Father Bill, who gave him his first communion. Even when Kyle really couldn't communicate, Father Bill, well, Kyle told me he wanted first communion, so I asked. Father Bill said, yeah, let's do this. And Kyle was just would, as he got older and told me what he wanted in his life, I would ask. And people would say, yes, we will get it for Kyle, we'll do it. And I know it's our Blessed Mother who helped all along the way. She held my hand. She loved Kyle. Kyle loved her. They talked together. They did. I have pictures. He was my glowing, golden, happy boy who lived to find the joy and peace that our Mother, our Blessed Mother, and our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Saint Michael, if you want to know who Kyle venerated and loved. Those were his heroes. He loved Saint Therese. And all of these people, always, all of these saints came back to the love of our Blessed Mother and how she protected us, comforted us, loved Kyle, loves us, of course, but in a special way, she just made Kyle glow, and it's hard to describe. All I know is without our Blessed Mother holding my hand through all of this, I'm not sure. Well, I would have done my best, and I did do my best throughout all, and sure, I made mistakes. We all do. But when Kyle, at the end of his life, when he was last year, he got really sick. And this time it just wasn't, we couldn't help him anymore. He was so very sick. And I had to make the decision to let him go. But I was okay with that because Kyle trusted and he knew He knew who, where he was going. He knew who was coming to get him. And he passed away on November 2nd of last year, All Souls Day. And so my little guy is my beautiful witness to the love of our Blessed Mother and the care that and the love that she gives us all. She watched her son suffer, and we, when we are suffering for our children, we are not alone. We are not alone. She knows it all. All we have to do is say, "Mom, Blessed Mother, please help me with this." And she comes right away. She will never not give us comfort, especially when we are mourning the loss of our children, or if they are suffering terribly. She comes, she is with us, she knows, and she wants to help us. She wants to, we are all mothers, and she knows. She is our mother, and like a good mother, she comforts us. She comforted Kyle. And she leads us always, always to Jesus, her son, who suffered for us. So I'm probably, I hope I'm able to explain everything the way I wanted to. I'm normally behind the camera, so to, give more information about myself, I work with Fiat, and I love the being a member of the Fiat Ministry Network, Patchwork Heart Ministry, and the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation with Ann DeSantis. I feel like I'm a member of a beautiful family, and supportive and loving. And we all of us in our family of ministries, we all love our Blessed Mother. She is the basis for everything we do. Kent Kowalski, who named his ministry Fiat Ministry TV Network, is based on our Lady's fiat, saying yes to Jesus, yes to the Holy Spirit. So thank you. God bless. God bless everyone, and always, always remember our Blessed Mother, how much love she has for us. She understands suffering in the world. She understands our suffering, and she will help us always.